The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, and it's good to be with you here on this Sunday, the day before Christmas Eve, and I hope all of you are going to have a good Christmas and a fine new year. I'll talk to you before the new year, but won't get to talk to you before Christmas, so happy Christmas to everybody out there. But I want to talk to you about some things that are going on right now, folks. Bad things. I mean, really bad things going on right now. We just learned today, matter of fact, just found out that gun owners have been stabbed in the back. The Veterans Disarmament Act is now on its way to the president. Yes, folks, the House passed it, and now the Senate has passed it. Congress has given gun owners of America a Christmas gift, folks, a stab in the back, according to the officials of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt's group, which I'm a member of, by the way. I dropped out of NRA because they've turned 180 degrees towards helping take away our gun rights today, and many cops and soldiers have done the same thing, folks. I suggest you do the same thing, and get with Gun Owners of America, the No Compromise Gun Organization. NRA, it's really a shame, but they're now working with the gun confiscators to confiscate our gun rights. Anyway, the Gun Owners of America said the plan supported by Chuck Schumer, anti-gunner in the extreme, a neocon Trotskyite, by the way, Democrat from New York, and others, and known as the Veterans Disarmament Act by opponents, including me, is now being forwarded to the president, okay? And you know, boy, George Bush has been given orders to support it, to disarm our veterans, because they're scared to death of our veterans, folks. They're scared to death that when they put us under martial law and put us under this slave system here in America, they're coming out with the slave system, the mark of the beast, I believe, truly believe that, May 11th, 2008, with this real ID. Just the beginning, folks. The real ID's coming in. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, you're not going to be able to have a bank account. You won't be able to get on an airplane. You won't be able to do many things. And they've just added, folks, that you won't be able to get your Social Security unless you take the mark of the beast. You know, when you're on the sugar tit of the evil Antichrist system, and that's what we are, and I'm on Social Security, too, I don't get very much, you know, just $300 a month, but it's enough to help pay for my medical insurance, okay? Or it was, anyway, till they raised it to $470-some here last year. But it sure helps me a lot to help me pay my medical insurance, that $300 a month from Social Security. But many of us are totally dependent on Social Security, and that's why we knew 10 years ago, folks, in Phoenix, Arizona, I talked to Colonel Bo Greitz, and we worked out a plan where we knew one day the mark of the beast would come, and we wouldn't be able to buy or sell unless we took the mark. And so we decided to move up into Idaho and find a very fertile farming area, which we found, that's not in the real cold area of Idaho, which we found, it's a very mild area, and we would be able to grow our own crops, grow our own food in our gardens, and can up the food for the summertime and keep it throughout the wintertime and eat it during the winter. And what we wanted to do, folks, was get set up to where we wouldn't have to take the mark. Of course, we weren't going to take it anyway, but we definitely wanted to feed ourselves and supply what we needed to survive. So we knew 10 years ago this day was coming. Now it's May 11th, 2008. It's here next year, and that's only a few months away. And if you're not in a position where you can grow your own food, folks, it's going to be tough on you, because they're going to say in the near future that you've got to take the mark or you can't buy or sell. You can't buy any food, okay? So I hope now that you are getting ready and you're getting some land someplace that has a ability to grow your own food. And hopefully you're with other Christian people who love God and love freedom, and they're going to be able to barter with you like we're doing up at our Christian communities up in Idaho County, Idaho, okay? We're all starting gardens, and some of them already have good gardens going, growing our own chickens, and we have plenty of meat with the elk and the deer and the pheasants all over the place and turkeys galore, wild turkeys galore, and rabbits and so forth. So we have plenty of meat, but we want eggs and we want chicken, and so some of us are growing chickens and having eggs and eating the chickens that don't have the hormones in them, pumped into them like the ones in the store does, and the steroids. They pump steroids into them to make the chickens grow quicker so they can sell them quicker and make more money. And then when you eat the chickens you buy in the grocery store, you have the steroids you're taking in, and the woman's hormones that you're taking in, too, into your body. And so we're growing our own chickens and milking our own cows. You know, we have milk from cows. Isn't that crazy? Milk with cows is not homogenized anything. It's not been poisoned, in other words, for our system. And so I hope that you're preparing yourself now, folks, because we don't have a lot of time. Right now, the mark of the beast is only going to be on Social Security. It's going to be on banking. It's going to be on getting on airplanes and entering federal buildings, okay? But they're going to expand it tremendously. It won't be long until they're going to have it on buying gas and propane for heating your home, and then electricity it'll be on. So they're putting this mark of the beast on everything so that they can totally control you if you're not prepared to take control of your own life. And so we have some months left to do that, because the gasoline and the electric will not be linked to the mark of the beast, the real ID, till later, okay, and probably later next year. So please, folks, I pray that you will prepare now to live without having to take the mark, because the Holy Bible says, folks, if we take the mark of the beast, we're out of heaven. We're done for. We're going to hell. That's what the Bible says, and God doesn't lie, and His Word doesn't lie. So enough said on that, but I want to get back to the gun owners being stabbed in the back here. I have this article here from WorldNet Daily that explains it very, very well. They're scared to death of the veterans owning guns, because once they put us under the Antichrist world government totalitarian system here in America, they're afraid the veterans will rise up and try to overthrow the evil Antichrist system that we have now. Some of them will, I'm sure, but some won't. But they are scared to death of trained veterans having guns, so they're trying to take them away from them. Other groups have endorsed H.R. 2640, that's the one that just passed, and it expands the Brady Bill gun restriction plan tremendously. Gun Owners of America, as I said, has vigorously opposed it and described its provisions for banning individuals, especially veterans, from owning guns as extremely unreasonable. The core of the bill's problems is Section 101C, which makes you a prohibited person on the basis of a medical finding of disability. Did you hear what I said, folks? A medical finding of disability. As long as a veteran had an opportunity for some sort of a hearing before some lawful authority, other than a court now, the organization said in a new criterion or criticism of the plan that presumably this lawful authority, folks, could even be a psychiatrist. Just your psychiatrist or your psychologist can say that you have PTSD, you have some kind of a mental deficiency. It doesn't have to be dangerous to yourself or dangerous to anybody else, just some kind of a mental deficiency from your war years, and they're going to take your guns away from you. By the way, a hearing doesn't even have to occur to take the guns away from the veterans, folks. Just your psychiatrist or your psychologist can say that you have a mental deficiency, however slight, and immediately your gun rights are taken away from you forever. Gun Owners of America earlier launched a campaign encouraging citizens to call their U.S. senators and ask them to oppose the bill that could be described as disarmament by diagnosis, okay? Disarmament by diagnosis, yeah, by some shrink someplace. And let me tell you, folks, most of the shrinks in America, most of these weirdo cases, these psychiatrists and psychologists, and I mean many of them are weirdos, folks, but most of them are, many of them are neocon Trotskyites, and they're totally for taking the guns away from the American people, okay? We'll be right back and finish up on this right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Good to be on RBN. God bless the RBN staff and everybody there for helping us awaken the world. Not only our fellow countrymen, but people around the world too. It's working, and we're praising God for it every time more and more people listen in to RBN. Because you tell them about RBN. I hope you're telling them about RBN. Many of you are, I know. As people start listening in, they start telling their friends. And so we're actually working under a geometric progression here with awakening the people of our nation and the world, thanks to RBN. Okay, folks, well, Larry Pratt's organization, Gun Owners of America, is very upset with the Rifle Association. They sent a letter, published an open letter to members of the National Rifle Association, which has not been opposing the legislation like H.R. 2640, even though the Military Order of the Purple Heart and the American Legion has opposed it, came out against it. Government operated today, National Rifle Association, is not opposing it. On the grounds, folks, listen to this stupidity. On the grounds that a person whose rights are taken away from them, their Second Amendment rights, right to bear arms, right to defend themselves and their families, are taken away from them, have a right to appeal. It's spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get their rights back. So the NRA says, who cares if the veterans' rights are taken away from them? They can just go to court, and they can try to get their regain their rights. Folks, I don't know. I think you know this, that the veterans I know don't have $100,000 to go and fight to get their Second Amendment rights back. But that's what the NRA says. Oh, boy, they got a right to appeal, so just let them take their rights away from them. No problem. And then they can fight in the courts, pay some shyster lawyer thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars to try to get their rights back. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. Get out of the NRA, folks. Get out of the NRA. Get your friends out of the NRA and get with a non-compromising gun organization like Gun Owners of America or JUICE for the Prevention of Firearms Ownership. JPFO, okay? JUICE for the Prevention of Firearms Ownership. I'm in both of them. I'm a member of both these organizations because we've got to keep our right to keep and bear arms. Otherwise, we're going to be like the other nations and not have a way to defend ourselves against our internal enemies. And it is our internal enemies, folks. It's no opposing outside force that's coming against us, but it's internal enemies that are putting us under this Antichrist totalitarian slave system here in America and around the world. Well, all we have left now, folks, is to call the president. And, boy, that's a scary proposition, I'll tell you, because you know he's a globalist and for a totalitarian world system and putting us under martial law and a slave system here in America. But I guess we need to impose on the president, boy, George Bush, and just call and ring his phone off the hook and fax him. Ring his fax line off the hook, folks. Just call and call and call and keep calling and telling him to not pass this bill to disarm our veterans. All right? It would be one thing if there was, and this is the kind of thing you hear once in a while, well, if a person's absolutely crazy and insane and a threat to himself and others, why do we want him to have a gun? Well, folks, that is not who's being disarmed here. It is your average American GI, you know, veteran coming back from the war, and there's thousands of them now, thousands of them coming home because they've been told, ordered to kill men, women, and children, and they've had to execute men, women, and children. Well, they didn't have to, but they did it, so they wouldn't go up for court-martial. If I was there, I'd say, stick it. I'm not doing it. Here's my gun. You kill them, and I'll count them. And matter of fact, I'm going to tell if you do kill them. But then they're executing those that are telling, you know, like Pat Tillman. He was going to come back and tell about what was happening, the ball player, remember? And they executed him. And then we had another female, and many others, too, are being executed when they fail to execute men, women, and children over there. Iraqi men, women, and children, we've killed, as of this morning, let's see, 1,139,000 Iraqi men, women, and children now, non-combatants, over a million, folks. It's genocide that we're committing over there. But my point is this, folks, the soldiers coming home today, and we've talked to seven of them already, that have told us that they've been ordered to kill men, women, and children. And when they do this, they live with it the rest of their lives. They come home, and they can't sleep. They keep seeing the pictures of these little faces, the little girls and boys that they executed, and the women and the men who were not combatants at all. And these are the ones, folks, that are having nightmares that they're disarming. Because a psychiatrist will say, oh, yeah, they have mental problems, so they have PTSD, so they're not allowed to have a gun anymore. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I want to tell you how to contact Gun Owners of America, folks. Just get a hold of somebody that has a computer if you don't have one and go to www.gunowners.org. Okay, gunowners.org. That's how simple it is, all right? And get signed up with them, folks. We need the support. We need to have an organization as big as and powerful as the NRA because the NRA's turned their backs on us. And I'm just fried over them doing this to our veterans and saying, well, you know, they can always go to appeal if they feel they're being abused and they shouldn't have their gun rights taken away from them and spend $100,000 and try to get it back. Well, that's poppycock, for friends and brothers and sisters out there. You know that because your veterans are coming back and most of them don't have $100,000. And so most of them don't have $10,000. When I came back from the military after the Vietnam War, I was 17, 18, 19, 20, 20-some years of age, and I didn't have $500 when I came back, okay? Didn't have $500. And so it's absolutely tragic and also impossible to say to your veterans, well, if they take your gun on gun rights away from you, you can just appeal and go to court, because that can happen with most of our veterans. All right, folks, I want to get into something else here, too. Let's see. We have a serious situation, folks, with Sean Taylor. You remember the football player, Washington Redskins football star Sean Taylor? Larry Pratt just put this out. Sean Taylor was gunned down in his Miami house, and it didn't have to be that way. You know, Sean Taylor was disarmed by the federal government. He was disarmed. And when they broke into his home, they had guns. And he fought them, Taylor fought them, trying to defend himself, his fiancée and his child, with a machete, a large knife. Now, why wouldn't he have a gun? Well, the government disarmed him. He was one of those people that the federal corrupt prosecutors and judge disarmed under our federal gun laws. And now he's dead because he couldn't defend his family and himself with his machete. He tried. But, folks, have you ever heard that you can't bring a knife to a gunfight? Have you ever heard that old saying, don't bring a knife to a gunfight? Sean Taylor lost because he brought a knife to a gunfight in his own home. They broke in, killed him. This had something to do with a trial he went through. He was trying to protect himself and some friends and pursued some men they believed had shot up his all-terrain vehicle. They had pumped bullets into his all-terrain vehicle, and he had pursued these guys as the crooks tried to get away. And he caught one of them, I guess, and beat the guy beat him up, Sean Taylor had possessed a gun during the episode. He hadn't used the gun on the guy that shot up his all-terrain vehicle, but he caught him and beat him up, evidently, had a fight with him. And Sean Taylor was charged by the Miami-Dade prosecutor, Michael Greco, with 3 aggravated assault charges and a misdemeanor battery charge. And Sean Taylor faced, they didn't prosecute the bad guys, by the way, that had done this, but they grabbed Sean Taylor, which many times is the case. And he faced 46 years in jail. And this evil prosecutor, Miami-Dade prosecutor Michael Greco, subsequently resigned when it became apparent that the charges were not brought from the pursuit of justice, trying to pursue justice, but were brought to promote Greco's moonlighting business as a nightclub disc jockey. All right, he wanted to be somebody, and so he figured Sean Taylor was a big Washington Redskins football star, and he'd prosecute this guy and give him 46 years in jail. But then it came out that he was doing it just to promote his own business, okay, and promote himself, this prosecutor. So he quit, and he took off. By the way, the witnesses in the case against Sean Taylor were all criminals, okay? Not unusual when a prosecutor is trying to make a name for themselves, just like they did with Ramos and Compion, remember? The main witness against him was a drug-running felon who had been caught several times running drugs in the United States, and the Homeland Security went down into Mexico and found him and brought him back to prosecute the 2 outstanding Border Patrol agents, Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion, and railroaded him into jail for 10 years and 12 years, or 10 years and 11 years, something like that. And same thing here. They brought in the criminals to testify against Sean Taylor. Well, Sean Taylor had to take a plea bargain. He took a plea bargain, okay, so he wouldn't get 46 years in jail, and along with the plea bargain, it said he would be disarmed for life, and he was banned for life from buying a gun and owning a gun to defend himself and his family. So he's dead now. Gun control didn't keep Taylor's murderers from getting a gun, did it? No. Criminals always have guns. Criminals in government and criminals on the street always have guns. You and I are supposed to be without guns so the criminals can do anything they want to us. Sean Taylor's now dead. So I'm just, you know, really, really upset about disarming our veterans, folks, because now they cannot protect themselves, you know, and their families. Well, I want to get into something else with you here, folks. But anyway, before we get off that, please do call the international criminal, Boy George Bush, okay, and really ping on his turret, okay? Just call and call and call and fax and fax and fax and tell him do not sign that disarmament bill for our veterans. Do not sign it. I pray you'll do that, brothers and sisters, because this is absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous, you know, to disarm our veterans that really are not a danger to themselves or others, but they're scary to the international criminals that are enslaving us. They don't want them to have guns. So there's going to be something like 200,000 of our veterans now who have mental problems and more coming home every day because of executing men, women, and children with slight mental problems, having PTSD where they can't sleep at night and they wake up with horrible nightmares of executing these little children and men and moms and dads. And they're taking their guns away from them for life, folks. So how many more Sean Taylors are there out there that's going to get their doors kicked in and get their family raped and robbed and murdered because they have no way to defend themselves? So I hope it makes you as mad as it makes me. Please join Gun Owners of America, folks, and the other no compromise one is Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And help us fight this, but most of all, let's just besiege Boy George Bush with these calls and make him think the nation has just rebelled against him, against the Senate and the Congress for passing this absolutely unconstitutional bill, and see if we can scare the president into backing down from signing it and vetoing it. It would be fantastic if our pressure would pressure the president into vetoing this bill. That's the only chance we have, folks. Okay, let's talk about Operation Gladio again, folks, real quick. We don't have much time, and we've got our Capitol Hill Commando coming on with us next hour, praise God. Ernie from Virginia going to tell us what is going on, what we should know about, because, folks, I don't do this program so that you can be the most educated person in the concentration camp. Believe me, Officer Jack McLam here does not educate you so you can be the most educated person in the concentration camp. All right? I educate you, or try to, and educate myself so that we can take action. All right? So we can take action. And that's what it's all about. So, praise God, our Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia, calls us each week and tells us how to take action, where to take action to try to stop this tyranny that's coming upon you, your family, and me and my family in America, all Americans. This tyranny is coming across the world, but we've got to fight here in the United States to stop it from enslaving our children, ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren, okay? And if we don't do that, folks, what's the sense of being the most educated person in the concentration camp? In other words, there are people that listen to RBN all the time and get educated and then do nothing. How is that possible? How is that possible when we're being enslaved by the most evil people on the face of the earth, these Satanists that have control of our government today, folks? They're the most evil people, and they're going to kill millions of us, especially the Christians out there, because they just absolutely hate Christians, absolutely hate them with a passion that they've shown over the years in Russia. The same people that control our government today controlled the Russian government after 1917, went in and slaughtered 66 million Christians because they hate them so much. 66 million Christians. And then they went on to kill 180 million people in the next years that the communist movement was moving across Europe and around the world. And they're not finished yet. They now have control of our government. So, folks, I praise God for Ernie from Virginia for coming on each week and telling us what we can do to fight back, just like Psalms 96:16 tells us in the Holy Bible. We're supposed to stand up and fight back against God's enemies. And I know many of you are doing that. I'm talking to the choir. So praise God. But let's go on here now, and real quick, let's see. I hear that I have a couple people on the line. Let me see here. Well, I don't see them. Let me refresh this thing here, see if I can refresh it. And there it is. There's my refresh button. I'm using my laptop here, folks, so things are a little bit unfamiliar to me. Okay, yeah, let's go then to Aaron in Winnipeg, Canada. Aaron, welcome to the program, brother.
Thank you, Mr. McLam. I just want to let you know and let the people know that we're now in lockdown here since I had my...
Aaron, I'm having trouble hearing you. Could you speak up a little bit, please?
Yes, is this better?
No, it's still very, very low. I'm just barely able to hear you. Maybe our producer could turn it up a little bit there.
Okay, how about this? Am I coming through any better now?
No, not much better at all, Aaron. For some reason, it's very low. I've got my mic turned
just
up.
Just a moment. I'm going to try the other phone.
What'd you say?
I'm going to try the other phone.
Okay. All right. Aaron, hang on, brother. We'll be back with you. I'm going to try the other caller and see if it's any better because I can't pick you up, Aaron. I can just barely hear what you're saying. We'll go to Greg in Florida real quick. Greg in Florida, are you there, brother?
Yes, I'm here, Jack. Hey, listen, I want to thank you for taking this call. I just wanted to make the announcement that I'm running for sheriff in Pinellas County, Florida.
Good.
And I've got people motivating me, and it's the right thing to do. I mean, we're going to have to get people elected into office who will represent the people, the Constitution, and our rights. Because we're being oppressed with over 1,000 people going to jail a week. And if people want to see who I am, just go to the website, freeourkids.com, and you'll understand what's going on in Pinellas County, Florida with Terry Schiavo.
Greg, you're coming in very, very low, brother. I can barely hear you, too.
Okay.
I
just want to thank you, Jack, for the program. And so I just wanted to announce that my candidacy for sheriff in Pinellas County, Florida.
Okay, well, brother, thank you for standing up and taking action, and thank you for your wonderful website. Give it out again, your website, will you?
The website is freeourkids.com.
Freeourkids.com, right. And it's a fantastic website, folks. Greg, you might remember, folks, and his wife were the ones that had his children stolen from him by the state, and he still doesn't have them back, but he started this wonderful website to talk about the plight of thousands and thousands of families just in Florida that have their children stolen by the state for money. And so, Greg, thank you, brother. And
you're welcome,
thank you,
Jack,
for standing up and running for sheriff. I hope the people will support you, brother, okay?
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas. Yeah, Greg is a fighter, man. I'll tell you, he's a warrior. All right, let's go back to Aaron now in Winnipeg, Canada. Aaron, let me see if I can hear you any better, brother. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, Jack, this is Aaron calling. How is this? Is this any better at all?
Boy, no, it's sure not.
You're not coming in very well right now either to me.
What'd you say?
I'm going to call back.
Okay, yeah, call back and see if maybe another line will do better.
Exactly.
All right, thanks,
Aaron. Call right back.
Okay. Yeah, what a shame, folks, what a shame. Well, anyway, while Aaron's calling back, let me talk about Operation Gladio here a little bit, folks. This is a horrendous program that last week, I think we talked about, former Italian president Francisco Cossiga has come out and said this month, matter of fact, this month, that the CIA and the Mossad ran the attacks on 9/11. And he said, and this is true, folks, it was common knowledge among global intelligence agencies that the CIA and the Mossad carried out 9/11 here in this country. And Cossiga was aware of a program in the 60s, 70s, and 80s called Operation Gladio, which was a rogue intelligence network under NATO that carried out bombings, false flag bombings across Europe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and blamed it on their enemies. Same thing that went on 9/11, folks. We'll be right back and talk a little bit more about Operation Gladio and then get with Aaron in Winnipeg, Canada, when we return. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Talking about Operation Gladio here just a minute, because it's going on today, folks. It's going on today all across this nation and in Iraq right now. We have the Blackwater and other murdering mercenaries over there, blowing up men, women, and children by the hundreds and blaming it on the opposition over there to make the opposition look absolutely evil, to to make the Arabs look like they kill their own people, and yet it's our mercenaries, 140,000 mercenaries from many nations, I guess about 30, 40 nations, are now there and hired by the federal government, the international criminal elite that controls our federal government, to go in and commit horrendous crimes, hack people up, and throw their bodies outside the road. So the news, the controlled news, will report to America and kill hundreds of people in these bombings and all, in the shopping centers and all. And so the American people will absolutely think that the Arabs are horrendous people, not even human, you know. And so Operation Gladio, by the way, we had a CIA counterintelligence agent, the head, matter of fact, the head of the CIA counterintelligence agency, from 1954 to 1974, James Jesus Ingleton, that said deception is a state of mind, and the mind is the mind of the state. In other words, the mind of the government is deception. And that's exactly what we have even today, folks. And it's interesting that the Mossad, has a similar saying that you make war through deception, through lying and cheating, okay? You make war through deception, something like that. I can't remember the exact quote, but the Mossad's main motto is making war through deception. And, of course, the CIA's and NSA's program is exactly the same as the MI6, who helped with the Operation Gladio. The CIA and MI6 and the Mossad killed hundreds of innocent Europeans and attempted to blame the deaths on Badr Meinhof, Red Brigades, and other left-wing groups. And so it was known as Stay Behind. This Operation Gladio, when the armies were given access to military equipment which was supposed to be used for sabotage after the Soviet invasion. Instead, it was used in massacre after massacre across mainline Europe as part of the CIA's strategy and MI6 strategy, folks, and Mossad's strategy to build tension in Europe. And Operation Gladio killing sprees in Belgium and Italy were carried out for the purpose of frightening the national political classes, that's the people, okay, into adopting U.S. policies. And praise God, we're so happy that Francisco Cossiga, the former Italian president, has come forward now and reinstituted the understanding that the CIA and the Mossad carried off 9/11 for the same reason, folks, to scare the people. Here's what Operation Gladio agent Vincenzo Vinscargara stated in sworn testimony. He said, "You had to attack civilians, the people, kill women, men, children, innocent people, unknown people, far removed from the political game. The reason? The reason was quite simple, to force mentally the public to turn to the state to ask for greater security. What happens when you ask for greater security, folks? The state takes away your freedoms. Now we're going to make you safe. We're going to put you in a cage. All right? Okay, we'll be right back, and I think we're going to have our buddy from Canada on when we come back from this break. Second hour. We'll be right back.